And Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple of folks from Geary County High School School System, USD 475, Executive Director of Communications Matt Droege with us today, and also Junction City High School Principal Melissa Sharp. And we welcome Melissa for the first time to our studio. Appreciate both of you being here, especially on homecoming week. Imagine things are a little busy. But Matt, I know there were a couple of things that you thought the listeners maybe would want to hear about today, and brought Melissa along with you.
Yeah, I've had the incredible opportunity over the last month and a half or so to learn about a whole new organization and all the schools within Geary County. And one of the things that struck me most and something that honestly I'm very impressed with is the structure of how the high school is set up and our whole CTE program. So I wanted to bring Melissa with me, since she's the principal at the high school, to kind of explain what the CTE program that we have at JCHS is.
Well, very good. You're on, Melissa.
I'm on.
Yeah, and it does sound interesting. Kind of fill us in.
Well, this has been a journey that's about 21 years old. Back in the 90s, we received a SLC grant to go out and look at smaller learning communities throughout the country. And based on the talent development high school model and high schools that work, we moved to the academy structure in 2002 with our Freshman Success Academy, and then went wall-to-wall career academies in 2003. So we have been a little bit ahead of the curve in regard to even our current state accreditation process is just getting into rigor and results, relevance, and relationships in your accreditation process. And Junction City High School's been doing that since the early 2000s. Part of that structuring, that wall-to-wall career academy, is tying that into our career and technical education programs. We are about careers. We are about creating authentic work experiences for our student population. Students graduating from Junction City High School with a certification or a credentialed program. Nationally, about 71% of students do not go to college, but they do need some other form of credential or workplace certification. And so we focus on an individual plan of study for each of our students. And we do things like build houses, like have 22 people enrolled in EMT classes this semester. We have almost 50 students in a medical explorers program at Geary Community Hospital. We have a law and public safety course where we're training our students to be 911 dispatch operators. So we are very excited about what we do and what we're about. And I think that's what Matt is referring to when he talks about, I wish I would have had this when I was in high school. So that is our focus, and we think we're doing the right things on behalf of our community and our student population.
In today's day and age, too, we have to be creative, I think, when we look at some of these things, especially in some workforce issues going on. I know in the local area, we need actually more people out there working, quite honestly, with the unemployment rate being a little bit on the lower side. I think it's slightly higher in Junction City, but still, you need people to fill those slots.
Yeah, and I think you need to focus on what they're interested in, what they want to do. So if you're a student and you know you want to go to college and you want to take AP courses, we have courses of rigor that help students with that plan of study. If you want to go in a different route in regard to some form of certification, or that your diploma takes you into credentialed vocational program or a community college, then we have those programs too. And so training a workforce, you read all the time that our country doesn't even know about jobs in 5 to 10 years. And so you train kids to be problem solvers, to be creators, to have some form of certification so they're marketable against their peers when they go apply for those jobs.
Any particular areas of interest right now that you're really noticing an uptick, what people are really wanting to get into?
Well, I would tell you that our largest growing and largest cluster at Junction City High School is health science. We have 270 students who want to do something in the health, and that's not going away. When you look at research on health careers, health professions, even the number of registered nurses who will be needed in the next 10 years, that is the fastest growing and most, you can get a job in healthcare in the snap of your fingers. And so our students recognize that. I think that's why our Medical Explorers program is so significant. And we are just now making a connection. Obviously, Irwin Army Hospital just opened up this year. We're going to have students in that facility come August and September doing internships and job shadows with people in that profession. And it's just something we're so excited about, to have those relationships with our business community.
I was at a function last night and got to talking to a physician in psychiatry, and he said that is one particular field where nationwide you can find a job almost anywhere within 30 minutes of wherever you move. that where they need someone.
Correct. And in our own local hospitals or our clinics are examples of that. So think about in a metropolitan area like Kansas City or Dallas or somewhere else that it's significant. We're not getting healthier as a country. And there's things that come up that we didn't know. When you think about something like the Zika virus, did anybody know what that was a few years ago? No. So we need people to research those things and be able to treat and prevent those things as well.
How fascinating. Man, you want to enter in at all? I mean, I can see why you brought Melissa in with you today.
Yeah, I mean, earlier she said that they have students building houses. They actually do. It's incredible. We had an event to let local business leaders kind of get a glimpse at USD 475, and it was catered by culinary arts students. They're not only getting a high school education, but they're also being equipped with skills and tools that they can take past high school. In one of my conversations with Melissa a week or two ago, I mentioned to her that I learned all that stuff after high school. Had I learned it in high school and become equipped the way that JCHS students are today, I could have wasted less time, I think, figuring out what I wanted to do when it was costing me a lot of money to go to college for it. So it's great things at JCHS, and honestly, one of the things that I'm most impressed about, and I hope to continue to be impressed by the things I learn in 475, but the CTE program, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I think it's a wonderful thing for the students in Gary County.
Very good. Well, I know a couple more minutes left. I don't know if there's anything else we're wanting to highlight today. I mentioned that you have homecoming going on. I imagine that makes things pretty festive and busy on the high school campus.
Yeah, and before we segue into homecoming, I know that Tom Hawk was just in here
yes.
with you, and he mentioned to me that I should be talking about state funding for education. And I would be remiss if I did not say, when you look at programs like CTE and what we're doing for children, and you look at our economy and you look at our workforce, we are growing that in high schools across this state, not just Junction City, that it's frustrating as an educator and educational leader to see that education's always on the chopping block when we should be training our workforce to grow jobs and grow a tax base in Kansas. And so I would just say to anyone listening, contact those folks that matter. Tom Hawk gets it. He gets it. And so I would be remiss before talking about homecoming if I did not say something about that. But
appreciate that. I'm sure Provost April Mason, who's already in the studio, will have something to add to that when she gets on here in just a few minutes. But real quickly, homecoming this week. Anything else you want, Dad, Matt?
I'm excited to go to the basketball game tonight. This week, the theme which students decided on was JCHS has got game.
JC's got game. Our kids are doing game boards for decorations tonight. You'll see Candyland in the student section, Sorry, Battleship, and Hungry Hungry Hippos. So it should be entertaining.
Too much fun. Sounds great. Well, thanks again for stopping by. Again, Matt Droege, Executive Director of Communications with Gary County USD 475, and then also Junction City High School Principal Melissa Sharp. We'll take a break, and we have Kansas State University Provost April Mason joining us momentarily. You're listening to